A guided meditation for Holy Saturday. Music is Julia Florida by Agustin Barrios Mangaray. Scripture is from the 27th chapter of Matthew from the New American Bible. Today's meditation is not exactly a gospel contemplation. I will start with a scripture passage, but then move into the realm of an imagined Holy Saturday. As always, there will be several periods when I'm not speaking so that you can continue this in your own imagination. If at any point during the guided meditation, God invites you to stay with a particular moment or go in a different direction, follow the invitation that you sense. In that case, you might want to stop the audio and continue on your own. At the end of the meditation, I will invite you to spend some time with Mary and finish when you are ready. Don't forget to take some time to review your prayer afterwards. There are suggestions for that on the contemplation webpage. This meditation is inspired in part by the essay Holy Saturday, Waiting to Cross Over by James Hanvey, SJ, and a link can be found on the contemplation webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace to wait in hope. The next day, the one following the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that this impostor, while still alive, said, 'After 3 days, I will be raised up.' Give orders, then, that the grave be secured until the third day, lest his disciples come and steal him and say to the people, 'He has been raised from the dead.' This last imposture would be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "The guard is yours. Go and secure it as best you can." So they went and secured the tomb by fixing a seal to the stone and setting the guard. It is Holy Saturday, your day of rest. It is a day of emptiness and loss. The memory of yesterday's grief is still with you. You want to be with Jesus in any way you can, so you go in your imagination to his tomb. See the garden where he has been laid. As you approach, however, you see the guard and the sealed stone. It is an unwelcoming place. Jesus is not there. So in your imagination, seek out a quiet place to pray and reflect. Perhaps you find a place in your memory where you have been at peace in the past. A garden, the beach, a sacred place. What are your surroundings like? Take a moment to notice what you can see, hear, taste, smell, and feel. There in that place, you meet Mary, the mother of Jesus. How does she greet you? Be there in that place with her. Be still and quiet together. You are aware that Mary's loss is great, and yours is very real too. This loss stirs the memory of other grief and pain in your life. Sit with Mary, either in silence or conversing, and reflect on your own griefs, losses, pains in the past, the present, or anticipated that weigh on you. What are they? No matter how large, no matter how small, you can share them with Mary, or just sit quietly with her. Sometimes reflecting on loss brings us face to face with our own powerlessness and finiteness in life. There is so much we cannot control, from the weather to other people's choices, to the impacts of a global pandemic, to death itself. Spend a gentle moment, if you can, with your own powerlessness. And in that powerlessness, how does God speak to you? Thank you. through the prophet Jeremiah. God tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Can you trust in God's power and promise? And if not yet, can you ask God to give you that trust? Gathering all of your losses, pain, sorrow, and waiting, and offer them to God in whatever way seems meaningful to you. On Holy Saturday, only God can make these things holy. Only God can move us in God's own time to resurrection. Continue with your meditation for as long as you like, and share with Mary your thoughts and feelings. And when you are ready, close with your favorite prayer.